Rachel Louise Pepper, BBC London, 94.9. Next update at 9:30.
On 94.9 FM, DAB, satellite and online.
Living in London, get to hear about different things that are on in it.
For part.
This is BBC London, 94.9.
The news at 9:00. It's 9:05.
Great ball into Stacey Long. Can he cut it back across goal? To the box, Jamie Taylor. Players have gone back to defend. Referee blows his whistle. He steps up. Yes! Scored!
You're listening to the Non-League Football Show. Live every Monday from 9 p.m. or download the podcast at bbc.co.uk/non-league.
For the fans, by the fans, welcome to the BBC Non-League Football Show.
The conference. National division should be a part-time.
Yeah, probably no. Blaine, didn't he? That's very popular.
Brandy obviously looked older than me anyway. So.
Now, we broke the news to you last Monday. We're first to follow up on it here on the show, but it's continued to rumble all week. The news, of course, of points deductions. Supporters' trusts from Crawley, Mansfield and Oxford are calling for a complete overhaul of the football conference after last week's points docking. Crawley and Oxford, along with Bognor, were punished by the FA for fielding an ineligible player. Mansfield have also been charged this season. Let's speak to Martin Shaw from Stags Fans United. That's Mansfield Towns Trust. Evening, Martin.
Hello, Caroline.
The football conference today are still refusing to comment until after the appeal procedure is through. Why have you guys decided to speak out and band together?
Yeah, well, we thought we would get together because, you know, we have a common cause here amongst the three clubs, Crawley, Oxford and Mansfield. We've all been docked points by the conference this season, we believe, grossly unfairly. And so we put together a joint statement asking the conference to raise their level of professionalism and streamline and modernise their procedures. You know, we think it can't be an accident that we've had four clubs, if you count Bognor as well, in a short space of time that have fallen foul of these procedures. And a system dependent on fax machines and paper just isn't fit for purpose.
It is a fairly unusual step, getting all the clubs together, because Mansfield in particular, after the initial decision was made, there was all sorts of talk about Mansfield complaining about the amount of points that were docked for Oxford and that it wasn't equivalent to those that Mansfield were docked. Why did you decide in particular to get all these associations, all these trusts together, though?
Yeah, I mean, there's a separate issue as to whether the three clubs have been handled equally, and that's perhaps... You know, we think they haven't actually, but that isn't what we got together about. We basically think it's farcical that all the clubs have suffered points deductions, in large part down to the conference's sort of archaic system, as I mentioned. And it's clear that there was no intent to gain an unfair advantage in any of the cases, and indeed nor was any advantage gained. And we think that deduction of points, any points, is absurdly out of proportion to the severity of the issue. And so actually we urge the conference to accept that their procedures were basically flawed and actually reinstate the points to all the clubs.
There has been plenty of support for what you're saying this week from clubs, from managers alike. How confident are you, though, that things can be changed, that we can have these decisions reversed?
Difficult to say, isn't it? Because the conference are refusing to make any comment to anybody, I know, to yourselves or to anybody else in the media.
Can you understand that, though, given that, you know, the appeals procedure hasn't come to its conclusion yet, so they're waiting to see if anyone does appeal?
Yeah, well, I suppose so, but I think the bottom line is that we feel that the crux of this is that their procedures are fundamentally flawed, and we think they should accept that and move into the 20th century.
Alan Alger.
Yeah, I think they're right to not say anything at the moment, obviously, because even if they say something reasonably positive towards the clubs, they'll be judged on that. So I think they can't prejudice any kind of appeal, so I think they're right not to say anything, and that shouldn't be taken as any sort of admission either way, certainly not.
There has been calls, Martin, for the conference board to resign. Is that something you'd be calling for?
Not especially. Don't like to see anybody losing their jobs. I think what we're looking for is for them to sort this problem out and accept that they've basically messed up the situation. You know, we've had four clubs here who've fallen foul of this, and that just can't be a coincidence. So we'd like them to accept that they made a mistake and put it right.
Dave.
No, I have to speak because my head's going to fall off. I've been shaking it so hard in agreement with you, Martin. I think everything you've said has been spot on. It's as if you've stole my script. because I completely and utterly back up what you've said, and I think you've put it across magnificently, if I'm honest.
Martin, away from the points decisions for the moment, Mansfield this season, are you happy with the way that the season is turning now for you?
Well, obviously, you know, we had a very fine start to the season. We were top of the league, and then I think at the time we had the points deducted, we were still, I think we're just outside the playoff places.
Yeah.
And in the 9 games following the hearing where we were docked points, we got 1 draw, 1 win and 7 defeats. So that hearing completely knocked the stuffing out of our season. And because those were 4 points that we picked up, we actually had 4 points deducted. So we, in 9 games, we actually didn't increase on the points tally at all.
And you do put that down to the points deductions?
Well, not 100%, but I think it, you know, you just look at the facts of the case, and they don't lie. I think it would be wrong to blame everything on that, and I think that clearly the team started playing worse, and the manager, Billy McEwen, probably started to run out of ideas, and of course he was sacked before Christmas. Mm. I think the board took the correct decision in doing that. We were just in a downward spiral, and so now we've appointed David Holdsworth, young up-and-coming manager. Been with us about 3 weeks, but actually took charge of the team for the first time on Saturday, and we had a 1-0 win over Crawley, which wasn't the most exciting game, but it was a great win for us. It was full of grit and determination, something that perhaps we haven't shown enough of this season, and we were very pleased with that win.
Looking to the future then, off the pitch, how financially stable are Mansfield at the moment? We see, of course, York today posting losses of £413,000. Financially, how is it looking?
Well, Mansfield was owned by Keith Haslam for 15 years before the start of this season, and he was a man that the supporters of Mansfield tried very hard to get out of the club, and then finally in the closed season we were taken over by 3 new guys who have the club at heart. They don't have bottomless pockets, but they're doing their best to run the club on a stable footing, and we know that all the money going into the club will be used for the benefit of the club. So we're not in debt. Obviously, the club needs to be run carefully, but if it is run carefully, then we should be okay.
Martin, thank you for coming on tonight. All the best of luck with you guys and the rest of the Supporters Trust in the points deductions. We will see what happens with that and hopefully get word from the conference this time next week. Now, we've had